It is time once again for another edition of
What's New in Nature.
It is Lucrece here from the J.C. Hormel Nature Center, as usual, set and ready to go.
Yeah, always.
We have reached over and torn off our calendars. We have transitioned into the month of February. And of course, today is a very special day, I believe.
It is. You know what day today is?
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah! Sweet.
Come here, Groundhog!
And I know you enjoy not only Groundhog Day, but there's a particular movie that may be associated.
I may or may not have just watched that movie. It is Groundhog Day, and I don't know how many people know a lot about the history, but I found a really cool blog on the Library of Congress website talking about the history of this modern tradition. It actually dates back a long time. It's actually a really an ancient tradition. It really started as a Celtic holiday, even before Christianity spread into Western Europe. It was the Celtic holiday Imbolc, and it turns out the Celts would celebrate kind of in between the equinoxes and the solstices, and so always halfway in between, so 6 weeks in between, they would have a celebration. So the one between the winter solstice and the spring equinox is what we call Groundhog Day now, and they call it Imbolc. And then once Christianity kind of spread, a lot of these pagan holidays became kind of converted into Christian holidays, and it became a holiday known as Candlemas. And the way it worked was it was the time of year where they would do things like the sheep would come out and they would milk their sheep. The fishermen would get their boats ready, for the spring and to start fishing again. And it was the time of year where the farmers started looking out and trying to make predictions about the weather. And so these Celts, which were in the British Isles and also on the mainland of Europe, and then kind of the modern Germans kind of came in and pushed them out. But some of these traditions stuck around. So the Germans really took a hold of this tradition, and what they did is they started looking at, or they would go find not a groundhog but a badger. And they called the badger a dox, so like a dachshund is a badger hound. They would find a badger and pull it out and use it to somehow predict the weather. And so the Germans called it Dachstag, which translates to Badger Day. But as it goes, Candlemas or Dachstag or whatever, there's a rhyme from 1678 that says, "If Candlemas Day be fair and bright, winter will have another fight. If Candlemas Day be shower and rain, winter is gone and will not come again." And so, this is an old tradition that dates back a long, long time, thousands of years. And it was really the Germans that brought it to America. So the Pennsylvania Dutch really, really were responsible for bringing it to the Americas. And the first kind of recorded, documented time that it was written about, at least according to the Library of Congress, was in 1840. Actually, a Welsh-American storekeeper in Pennsylvania, in his journal on February 2nd, wrote that today the Germans say the groundhog comes out of his winter quarters, and if he sees his shadow, he returns and remains there 40 days. So at least 1840, but according to the historian who did a lot of the research for this article, they really think it dates back to immediately once those Germans started coming. The Pennsylvania Dutch really started settling in Pennsylvania. They likely brought the tradition with them. And so, over time it has changed, but it really continues to be kind of those Germans, those Pennsylvania Dutch that have taken the bull by the horns, or in this case, the groundhog by the armpits. and in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, it's the most famous one, partly because of the movie, but also it's just one where it's a tradition that's dated back a long time. Their tradition dates back to 1887, where members of the local Elks Lodge actually went up to Gobbler's Knob, and they grabbed a groundhog and they consulted it to figure out what was going to happen with the weather. And over time, and that's kind of how that celebration began and has continued on for well over 100 years. Interestingly, the name of the groundhog, today we call him Punxsutawney Phil, but that name is fairly recent. It was given to the groundhog in 1960. So, that's a fairly recent name, but yeah, Punxsutawney Phil kind of sticks around, and you know, there's other groundhog celebrations that have spread in other places, and oftentimes they call their groundhog Phil. But it's crazy what this tradition from, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago has grown into. There's all kinds of carols about Groundhog Day and about groundhogs, and you know, there are even recipes. Some people like to actually shoot and eat the groundhog. So there are recipes you can find for eating your groundhog. But it's actually a really it's a crazy holiday. But you know, what are groundhogs? What do they do? Do they predict the weather? Not really. It turns out that their accuracy rate isn't really great. One researcher went back and looked at Punxsutawney Phil's predictions, and he was about 37% accurate on whether winter was near an end or whether we had another 6 weeks or 40 days of winter. So groundhogs are not great at that, but what groundhogs are great at in the wintertime is sleeping. So we do have groundhogs here. A lot of times people look at them as kind of pests. They do dig holes. They have their burrows, which can, you know, can be many, many feet long, up to 66 feet long. They're really intricate. They have, you know, multiple rooms, multiple chambers, you know, a place to sleep, a place to nurse their young, a place to go to the bathroom. So these groundhogs are just animals kind of doing their thing. And it always makes me a little sad when people look at them as pests and try to eradicate them. But they're actually really, really cool animals. They can be up to 13 pounds in weight, which actually surprised me when I read that. But I guess it's a decent-sized cat, so that makes sense. 20 inches long, and their tails can be 7 inches long, which kind of surprises me. Groundhogs eat a lot. They're vegetarians. They eat a lot. They can actually put on a pound, or they can eat a pound of vegetables in one sitting. A pound. And wow. They only weigh 13 pounds, so that's a lot. That's a lot of mass that they can put on. But what's also cool about them, you know, they sleep. They sleep for 6 months. And so kind of the tradition of these groundhogs is on these warm days like we're having this week, the males early on will start coming out of their hibernation and start walking around looking for the dens of the females, because normally they're solitary. And they'll start scoping out where the ladies are. And they don't actually mate until later in the season, until March. But on these early thaws that we get in February, you know, they will come out of their holes and they'll start looking around, scoping out where the ladies are, and then when they wake up, they can start their mating rituals. And actually, one of their mating rituals that they do is they whistle at the females. And so, you know, one of the common names for them is whistle pig. Because they actually whistle at the female. So I just, in my head, I have this picture of a groundhog like walking around in the springtime. Oh, there's a female den, looks in there, sees a female and just starts whistling at her, you know? And so they're just really cool critters. Are they good prognosticators of the weather? Not so much, but they are super, super interesting critters.
Do we have groundhogs around here?
We do. Yeah, absolutely.
There's
a den just on the north side of the building in the woods right there. There's been a den for several years. So every spring and summer, we'll see kind of a group of groundhogs. I don't know if it's the same ones always, but out and about, kind of eating their food and hanging out. So yeah, we absolutely do have them around here for sure.
But you didn't go out and find them.
I didn't. Today. Nope, not today.
So you don't know winter will do whatever winter will do.
We'll let Punxsutawney Phil figure it out.
All right. While he does that, we'll get together again next week for another edition of
What's New in Nature.